Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
So hi guys, and welcome back to episode 2 with Glenn and Naomi on the Couch with M&M.
We came all the way back wearing the same clothes a week later. It's crazy.
God love you. It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. How was your flight in?
Oh, it was magnificent. I tell you.
Was it better than last week?
It was just wonderful. Oh,
so tell us, because I think everyone is waiting for your big marketing.
Oh, marketing.
You teased them last week.
I did. I'm a teaser.
Yes.
But then that's a marketing principle in and of
it
itself.
It is. 100%.
You know, you never want to undervalue. Like, real estate agents are very guilty of undervaluing stuff that they know just because they've known it for a long time.
Yeah.
And yet the consumer out there who only sells property once every few years, you know, you've got to kind of always be reselling the knowledge that you have. So yeah, I hope I did a good job of that.
You did. You did. So go on. Tell us.
You know what? It is a good thing. It's probably a game changer because it's based on two principles that we've proven to work both in our business, in our coaching clients' businesses. It's universal. I'll throw to Naomi to kind of start on that principle, which is what we used to do in the letterbox drops with the sold flyers. So, because this marketing piece is based on two principles, one of which is our sold flyers. So just give us a short back and sides on what the sold flyer principles are that we're trying to get into the heads.
So our sold flyer principle, which is aptly named geographical domination blueprint.
Domination blueprint.
Now, who do you think came up with that?
I'm looking sheepishly guilty here.
He did. I just call it the soul flyer system because it's much easier.
GDM.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me throw that though. If you and your guys need to get this principle, this is a very good principle. Just there's a reason for the weird name. I wish I had a better name than that, but if you just call it the sold flyer system, your prospect could say, oh, well, I do sold flyers. So you need to rebrand your things.
To
so if you do a listing presentation or
if
you do whatever it is that you do in real estate, oh, I do video marketing. If you just say in your listing presentation that you do video marketing, your competitor can say that they do video marketing. But if you say we do specialized eView visual short films, your competitor can't say they
sounds
do specialized
amazing.
EVs.
Sounds amazing. I want one of those. Right? Yeah.
I'd rather have a short film than a video.
You need to take the thing you do and whatever the word is, give it a name.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's like our prospecting program, we call it the high impact and the wipeout program.
Yep.
High impact really relates to doing the right things at the right time to get the maximum impact. And the wipeout program is making sure that you're the agent of choice and going into listing presentations
unopposed.
Yeah.
Better than this is our prospecting program.
Because if you call it a prospecting program, they could go anywhere else who's got a prospecting program. And in their head, they could think it's one and the same thing. There's a little bonus principle.
So let's talk about the GDM.
The GDM.
Come on.
So the principles behind the GDM is consistency. So it's going in letterboxes religiously every week. The principles are that it's...
Every week.
Without fail. Every week. And not on a Thursday with all the other junk mail. You know, pay that little bit of extra so it goes into the letterbox on its own.
It's not necessarily Thursday, whenever, and I'm sure Salmat are going to sue me one day, but whenever the bulk distribution companies are delivering, avoid that day.
Just get them printed and go and throw them in your own willy bin. Seriously, don't pay for the delivery if you're going to do it that way. Just chuck them in your own willy bin.
Save yourself
some money. Yeah. So it's consistency. On the sold flyer, there are principles that we use that will have your flyer stand out over and above anything else that may be in the letterbox on that day. So we have a sold story. So that will be the highlight of the sale. $20,000 above the asking price.
We'll do that,
all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's right. We try and stay away from stats about the home because this flyer isn't about the sale, really. It's not about the home. It's about the sale. It's not about the home.
So it's about the activity that got the result.
Often the flyer won't have an address on it. So we say to our guys, an address isn't important. That's not why you're sending this flyer out. Then we flip side on to the back.
Caveat, if I don't know the rules anywhere across the country or whatever, if there are legal rules that necessarily necessitate you having the address, you've got to follow the rules. But
And then on the flip side, it's always double-sided, colour, A4, folded to DL. It has to be that way.
Now go to, because one of the principles that we're doing in the new marketing piece, what's on the back side that is almost always on it?
That's what he was going to say next. Jesus,
Manos, we should go to the bar and just
play it tonight, buddy.
So on the back of the flyer...
We'll tell you when to talk, okay?
Yeah, Maria will let you know. I shouldn't feel like that. There's two very important principles. So the first one is we have a testimonial. So a testimonial from the seller.
Yeah.
You know, it can be from a different seller. We're not making any claims that it's from the seller that of the sold property. So if you're a bit
but
short
it's best
on
application.
It is the best application. But if you're short on testimonials, you can use somebody else's. That's okay.
Yeah.
At the top of the flyer, we have the standout piece of the testimonial. So that might be...
a line.
Correct.
That stands out.
You know, Maria got us $30,000 more than what we were expecting.
Yeah.
Then we put the entire testimonial in, which gives everybody the story. And then down the bottom of the flyer, am I allowed to say?
You can say whatever you want, but I'm thinking, boy, we've done a training session here, not an overview, but do continue.
And we still don't know the magic marketing
thing. No, we don't.
We're not going anywhere until we get that.
It's probably what applies to this new system that we've got. So... Yeah. Why don't you take
it? Oh, well, no, I'm just saying, the voucher, you know, what the voucher does, that's not the magic. The voucher at the bottom simply adds another 2 seconds of eyeball time to the flyer. Because understand, these flyers are designed to get 2 seconds of eyeball time. Here it is, sold Manos is a genius, bin. Sold Manos is a genius. Now, if you train your area that when they see, you know, because we work with many of your EView guys and they've all got their own color scheme, whether they're Dominic's hot purple or Julie Ormston's orange or whatever.
Yeah.
So they see the orange flyer, they know it's Julie because of her impact making personal brand that is on it. Mm. And they go, ah, that's that orange chick. She's always giving me good free stuff.
Yeah.
And they turn it over on the back because she's trained them by consistently having an offer or a freebie on the back.
Yeah.
And they go, what's free this week? Oh, it's haircuts. Well, that's no good for me. Throw it away. But it bought me an extra 2 seconds of eyeball time. So instead of being 2 seconds before the wheelie bin, it's 4 to 10 seconds of the wheelie bin with the voucher. And it trains them to do that. But make no mistake, it's not in any way designed to inform the public of what's going on. Because frankly, they do not care a flying stuff what the hell we're doing in real estate world.
Unless they're in selling.
Of course. And that's once every 7 years they care.
Yeah.
So that means that
for a window
of a month, three.
Before they make a decision.
What we're doing is we're giving them for 6 years leading up to that point, a 2 second at a time weekly imprint, sold Manos, Maria is a genius. Oh, what freebie is it? Bin. But you imagine the cumulative psychological effect of those additive 2 seconds at a time, sold Maria, sold Maria, sold Maria, sold Maria for 5 years. What the consumer's left with is almost a hypnotic, it's like, have you ever seen 10 houses on a given Saturday when you're looking for a property? How in your head, they're all mumbled up together. You can't remember which agent did that. They're just left with
which home. And,
Nothing makes sense.
Yep.
That's what's left. All that's left is a sense that Maria sells properties for top dollar, because some of the things say sell for top dollar, sold in a quick time, sold with multiple offers. So, and all those stories cumulatively are left 5 years later with, this woman is a phenom.
Mm.
2 seconds at a time, cumulatively over 5 years. So that's kind of the thinking.
And we're talking...
So getting in touch with the local community, obviously, business owners, and getting...
That's a big tick networking-wise
well. You have to.
And getting free
stuff.
Yeah. Agents should be talking to their homeowners,
but
they should be talking to the
business
owners. Because the business owners...
Interact with the community.
It's so huge. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they would appreciate the free publicity as well.
Yeah.
Well, look what Pete Kudrinis
really
is doing with that. He's doing the television version of that with the Bay
JC,
TV. Jared's doing his
Mornington Peninsula TV.
So being involved with those businesses, it positions them really, really well.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're talking about frequency, and there's often the discussion about frequency. Should it be weekly? Should it be bi-weekly? Should it be monthly? I believe weekly.
Mm.
I believe it should be done more so in a condensed area.
Definitely.
Than trying to do 5,000 once a month.
Agreed.
I'd rather see people do 500 every single week than 5,000 once a month.
Correct.
The impact is just, the impact is in the 500.
Yeah. Yeah. We have no argument. If your budget extends to 500, then farm 500 deep.
Yep.
If your budget can extend to 1,200, farm 1,200 deep. Never ever farm surface 5,000.
And we talked last week.
It's like you said before, you might as well throw it.
Well, I often use the term big fish, small pond, right? And normally I'm not one that says something in four words when 40 will do. But we talked last week, about Tom Carlin, right? When I started working with Tom, I said, how big's your farm area? Wanting, you know, because he modelled one of my other students, Chris Gilmore, in many of the, because Tom was already great when I met him.
Yes.
Like, no mistake. You know, he wanted to learn though some of the things we were doing with Chris Gilmore. And Chris has a farm area, has for a long time, of 1,200 odd homes. Mm. And so I said, so where's your 1,200 homes? He said, no, my area is 14,000. Right. And I went on to try and convince him to get a smaller area. And he said, okay, well, I understand all that, Glenn, but if my budget accommodates going deep to 14,000, can I? And I said, no reason why not. You're the only one to do so.
Yeah.
So his marketing budget when I met him was just over 100,000. The year we worked for 18 months solid together that year.
And that's materials and delivery of
coaching and marketing. Coaches. So that included my fee.
Okay.
And the marketing. And the year we worked together, he had his goal of being 2 million. And he was just over a million when we saw one point early ones, and he wanted two. His budget went to 200,000. So 200,000, you can market to your 14,000. Yeah. So he wants to be a big fish, big pond, and bugger me, the guy can do it, you know. Mm. So he's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with everything you guys just said. Yeah. Big fish, small pond. If that's what your budget ascertains.
Yeah.
Big fish, big pond, if that's what you can afford to do.
Yeah.
My analysis of the spend on personal marketing, direct mail and letters, if you're spending approximately 5% of your GCI, that's where it's at. Mm. So if you're doing $1 million in turnover in GCI, 50,000 is actually in the marketing pieces. I'm talking about coaching or anything.
Yep.
That's what you'll be spending. You'll be spending $1,000 a week on flyers and mail.
Yep.
That's what the budget is.
Interesting. It's about personal 5%. Promotion. Interesting. Not property promotion.
No, separate. Personal promotion.
Yeah. Interesting you mentioned 5%. The rule of thumb that I used to say was take 10% of what you earn, put it aside for personal promotion. This is back when I was an agent, when I was a principal licensee. Then, and so as a coach, I'd give that advice. And Tom, that clever bugger, dude, you're awesome if you're watching, man. He, subtle tweak, he changed it and he said to me, well, what I would rather do, Glenn, is not give 10% of what I earn, but give 10% of what I want to earn as the budget. And I thought, that's subtle tweak.
Mm.
And you saw what happened. Went from just over a million to just under two by making that subtle tweak. So I thought, and it is interesting as a rule of thumb, having... And Manos, you're a business genius. I come to you for business advice, right? You're awesome. So name for me another business where you say it's either five, as you're saying, 10, as I'm saying, whatever. Name me another business where you can have some seed capital of say $100,000, add to it the manual labor skill of, well, me when I was in the industry, or a typical real estate agent after a 1 week course. Name another business that you can take $100,000 seed capital, add lackluster manual labor, right? Because I want no genius, right? At the time, Maria, you'd be embarrassed. Before this job, my job was drinking bourbon, playing guitar.
Okay.
So I was no Rhodes Scholar, right? I was going to say Rhodes Scientist, so that shows how I'm not the smartest cookie in the crumble. What? See? Not the... So... You 100,000 seed capital.
It doesn't exist.
An idiot like me.
Doesn't exist.
$1 million in ROI.
Yeah, no.
Name for me the business. It does not exist.
No.
So, guys, here's the thing that I would want to urge you. Now, while you can get away with this 10x ROI, spend more.
Absolutely.
Because it's gonna, that multiple is not going to be the same forever. It can't be. It can't be. Because no other business in the world is that good. Not my business. In order to make the 2 odd million that I earn, I have to spend 1.8 or something insane. Mm. I spend all of it. If I got money in the bank, I'll go and write a check to Arnold Schwarzenegger. There you go, mate, my money. Because I just go all in. You know, I make my profit later. I don't even know, you know?
Yeah.
What if your real estate business necessitated that sort of all-in thinking? That in order to make a million GCI, you had to spend 900 this year so that next year you can be more profitable. Yeah. I don't know.
But that is the limiting belief. Most people, it's the fear of loss. If they think, mate, if I spend $100,000, what if I don't get a return on it? And that's what's stopping and that's what's holding them back. And they're coming from a place of scarcity rather than a place of abundance.
Mm.
And they come place from a scarcity in regards to the quality of the material that they put out there, whether it should be posted or hand-delivered or mailed. Make the decision to go for the mentality of abundance. Make sure that you're putting quality material out there and don't be afraid to invest.
Yeah.
You will get a return on investment.
You will.
Yeah. If you spend $5,000 on direct mail marketing and you can't get even to a break-even point, you should leave the industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Look at Jodie Caron. She just risked it all.
Exactly. Yeah.
Single mum. And, you know, not that single mum means much nowadays, but single mum, she was negative money.
Yeah, she was up to her eyeballs in credit.
She was negative money with two gorgeous young boys that she used to have to send to school in shoes that didn't fit them because she put herself out there. You know, she took the risk. And look at her now. And look at her now. She's
good on her.
You know, 9 months she turned her life around.
But you've got to back yourself. You can't just expect to just throw all that money out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't without thought, though. There's the other thing is that what I've done, what you guys have done, what we've all done, is invested heavily in getting the right advice so we're not taking as much of a chance. Because here's the one big caveat I would throw at your guys is that if you took Manos' advice and go all in on the marketing budget and you copy your competitors' rubbish, there's a 9 in 10 chance that you're copying that rubbish that is resulting in 60 grand a year gross and it's flawed stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of my marketing mentors once. And again, now we're going from a PG rating to a MA rating. Right? He called it marketing incest. And what he meant was you copy that stuff and we all copy each other for a few generations. We all kind of get a bit stupid, just like in real incest. You know what I mean?
Well, that was the same thing that happened to us when people saying to us, how come you're allowing you're the first real estate network to allow multi-branding. We're the first real multi-branded real estate network. It's because we're zigging when the competition
when
is
they zig, they use
everyone is going down one path, we're going down the other path. But we know that the personal branding is what's getting the results for individuals.
And 100%. It gives your
different
franchise
directors.
It gives your directors confidence in themselves as well. That's the other thing as well. Yeah. I think that a lot of agents lack the confidence out there to back themselves because they may have a partner at home that doesn't really understand the principle of having to do that risk, or there might be a couple of kids at home where they are kind of a bit like, oh Jesus. But
there's responsibility at home.
And there is a big understanding. And you know what? I think that's where it plays, that they make sure they align themselves with the right brand.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is a huge, huge thing, because if we can come, and I remember as an agent, if I can come to work and feel like I've got this support mechanism around me, then I feel I have the confidence to take that step. Forward. That's right. But if you're going into an environment that's not supportive of what you want to do, the agents are all looking over each other's shoulders and there's a bit of, you know, it makes it harder. Of course, you are never going to have the confidence to move forward. So I think if you look for a brand to align yourself that is supportive.
An environment. And supportive environment that gives you the freedom, the flexibility.
Mm. Because it's tough out there for agents. It's really
and
hard.
And picking the right things, because there's so much talk about, you speak to every second person, direct mail doesn't work, letterbox don't work. Then you speak to they say that social media advertising doesn't work and that doesn't work and all that.
So we don't do that at our company.
Wow.
So people have travelled down this path. You've got to talk to the people that have actually done it, who have succeeded.
Yeah, and put a million in there.
And you've got to go on faith. But you have to go on faith.
They haven't just done it once. They've repeatedly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when people come to you and they say, well, this doesn't work or that doesn't work, they've tried it once.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't get 10 leads out of it.
Tell that to these five people.
Yeah. It hasn't worked. So you can't. You have to keep going and
Wow, you're going to make us come back in another week, aren't you? Because we haven't even got to our deal.
I know.
We haven't even got to the thing.
But
so,
I can guarantee you, like, in the 11 years that we've been in eView and the 2 years when we're out in a franchise group, we've been really big on service area and marketing. And guarantee every single person, everyone who has actually followed the system of consistent marketing in their service area has had a minimum 25 to 35% market share, whether it's 500 homes or 1,000 homes, in their service area in 12 months' time. It has worked every single time. And those people that have said that it hasn't achieved it, when I go back through the statistics and how much money they've spent, and
they haven't done
what they haven't done the activity. Numbers don't lie. Yeah. The best thing about numbers is you can actually predict the future. Yeah. And that's
and
what
and you know what? There's one saying that I'll always revert back to, and that is, it's not one thing that'll get you 20 listings. It's 20 things that will get you one listing. Yeah.
And leverage.
It's all the one percenters.
Absolutely. Leverage. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. So next week, when we get on another plane and fly back, we will then reveal.
I love you guys.
We will then reveal the big marketing breakthrough. We will get to that, I promise.
Thank you, guys.
So, wow, thank you. What a masterclass in letterbox delivery. Hey,
this is gold. Awesome. This is gold. I guess we're leaving it again. And thanks again for watching. And we look forward to continuing episode 3, the conversation with the wonderful Glenn and Naomi.
And this week we will give you the marketing letterbox drop. Are we? Is that okay?
The letterbox is this week.
Well, the letterbox is this week. It's the equivalent of an online letterbox.
You know how at the last episode we gave people the actual ad for the link for the ad for the agreement?
Do you want to ask some examples of some soft flyers?
Is that okay?
Of course. We'd love
to. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You've been very generous.
Thanks, guys.